Chaitanya Bhagavat, December 28th, Part 2, Chapter 4, Text 78. Now there's some beauty descriptions of the beautiful form of the Lord, Nimai Pandit Vishwambar. Now he's about 4 months old or so. Jiniya Kandarpa Koti Sarvangera Rupa Chandera Lagaye Sadha Dekite Se Mukha. Vishwambar's beautiful form defeated the beauty of millions of cupids. Even the moon desired to see the face of Sri Gaurasundara. Suvalite mastake chanchara bhalakesh kamala nayana jena gopalera vesh. Vishwambar's beautiful head was decorated with curling locks of hair, and with his lotus eyes he looked just like Gopal. He was dressed just like Krishna, because actually the body of Sri Mahaprabhu is none different from the body of Krishna. Ajanu lambita buja arana adhar sakala lakshana yukta vakshapari sar. Lord Vishwambar's hands reached to his knees. His lips were reddish. His chest was broad and he was decorated with all auspicious symptoms. Apparently he's a little older than I thought. Sahaja Aruna Gora Deha Manohar Visheshe Anguli Kara Charanasundar. The enchanting golden body of Nimai Vishwambar Prabhu resembled the color of the rising sun. Sahaja Aruna Gora Deha Manohar. Mind stealing golden body. And Gora's fingers, hands, and lotus feet were all beautifully formed. Charana Sundar, very beautiful. Ambalaka Sabhave Prabhu Jabe Chali Jai Rakta Parihena Teki Maye Trasapai. As Prabhu Vishwambar walked around, just like a young child, his mother became frightened, thinking that his reddish feet were bleeding, because they were as red as pomegranate flowers by nature, and his mother Shachi thought that possibly he cut his feet and they were bleeding. That's why they were so red, not understanding it was the natural color of his feet. Deki Shachi Jagannatha Bhare Vismita Nirdana tatapi donhe maha anandita. Seeing this, Shachi Mata and Jagannath Misha became greatly astonished. Although they were poor, they were always joyful. Kanakani kare donhe nirjane vasya kon maha purushava janmila asya. One day, sitting together in seclusion, Jagannath whispered to his wife, "Some great personality, Mahapurush, has taken birth in our family." And they go on to conjecture who it might be. This is a private, confidential talk between the mother and father of Nimai, Jagannath Mishra, and his wife, Ai, or Shachi Devi. Hina buji samsara dukara haila anta jadmila maragare hina gunavanta. Since such a qualified person has taken birth in our house, perhaps our material distress will come to an end. emana shishurariti kabunahi shuni niravadi nachehase shuni haridwani. We have never before heard of such behavior in a child. Nimai continually dances and smiles, nache hase, whenever he hears the sound of the holy names of Hari, Shuni Hari Dwani, Tavat Krandanakari, Prabodhanamane, Vara Kari Hari Dwani, Yavat Na Shuni. Whenever Vishwambhara Nimai cries, he is not pacified until he hears the loud chanting of the name of Hari. Usha Kala Haile Chateka Narigan Balake Vediya Sabe Kari Sankirtan. Every morning, all the ladies of Nadia and Nadia Narigan would gather around Nimai and perform Sankirtan. Hari Bali Narigani Deya Karatali Nache Gora Sundara Balaka Kutuhali. As the Nadia Narigan, the ladies of Nadia clapped their hands, Deya Karatali, they chanted the name Hari. Gora Sundar would enthusiastically dance to their tune. Garagari Jaya Prabhu Dulaya Dusar Utihase Jananira Kolera Upar. Nimai Vishwambhara would become covered with dust as he rolled on the ground, and then he would smile and climb onto the lap of his mother. Hinanga Bangi Kari Nachegora Chandra Dekiya Sabarahaya Atula Ananda. Everyone felt incomparable happiness on seeing the various postures that Gora Chandra exhibited as he danced. He would move his hands and swing his arms ever so attractively. Hena Mate Shishubhave Hari Sankirtan Karajena Prabhu Naji Nahi Mujhe Kona Jan. Thus, no one could understand how Vishwambhara as a child induced others to chant the holy names. He very cleverly induced them, engaged everyone in congregational chanting of the holy names of Hari, Sri Harinam Sankirtan. Very tricky child. Niravadi Dhaya Prabhu Ki Ghari Bahire Parama Chanchalakeha Dharite Nipari. Nimai Vishwambhara constantly ran in and out of the house. He was so restless that no one could catch him. Parama Chanchala, he was supremely chanchal. Dariti Nepati, no one could hold him. Ekeshwara Bhadiyara Bahire Prabhu Jaya Kaye Kala Sandesha Jaya Deki Tachai. Sometimes Vishwambhara and Nimai would go alone outside the house and ask people for whatever he saw that they were carrying in their hands. Sometimes roasted paddy or bananas or sandesh milk sweet. Dekiya Prabhura Rupa Paramamohan Je Jananachine Sehadeya Tatakshan. Captivated on seeing Nimai's enchanting form, even strangers gave him whatever he requested. Sabai Sandesha Kala Deyena Prabhure Bahiya Santoshe Prabhu Ai Sena Kare. People, after seeing Vishwambhara's enchanting form, they would give Nimai bananas and sandesh, and he would return home satisfied. Jaisa Kala Striyagane Gayena Harinam Dasavari Anisava Karina Pradhan. Then Vishwambhara Nimai distributed those bananas and sandesh to the ladies who chanted the holy names. That's Harinam Sankirtan followed by Prasad. Balaker bhuridehi hase sarvajan hate tali diya hari boli anakshan. Seeing the child's intelligence, everyone laughed and chanted Hari's name while clapping their hands. Ki vihane ki madhyane ki ratri sandhyaya niravari bhariare bahire prabhu jaya. Prabhu Vishwambar went out of the house at any time of the day, whether morning, noon, afternoon, or night. Nikate vasaye jata bhandu varga gare pratidina kotuke apane churikari. Vishwambar Nimai regularly went to the neighboring friends' houses and playfully stole things from their house. Sounds familiar. When Shishu Gopal and Gokul used to go early in the morning to the different houses and steal butter and yogurt. Karo gare dugda pie karo bhatta kai handi bhange jara gare kichu nahi pai. Nimai Vishwambar drank someone's milk, he ate someone else's rice, and he broke the pots if he could not find anything to take. Jaragari shishutake tahare kandai keha deki le matra utia palaya. If there was a child in the house, Vishwambar made him cry, and if someone saw Vishwambar, he would run away quickly. Daiva joke jarikeya pari dari bhare tabitara paye dari kari parihare. If Vishwambar was caught, he would fall at the person's feet in order to gain release. Very smart. Ebara chadaha more na siva ara arajari churi karun dohaya tamar. Please, Nimai would say to them, holding onto their feet, please let me go this time. I promise I won't come back again and steal. I promise I'll never steal anything from here again. Dekhiye shishura bhudi sabai vismita rushta nahi keya sabai karina pirita. Seeing Nimai's intelligence, everyone was astonished. Vismita. Shishu Deki shishu bhudi vismita. They could not become angry or upset with Nimai. Rather, they simply loved him. Puriti. Sabe Karina Purita. Everyone loved him. Nija Putra Haiteo Sabe Sneha Kare Darshana Matra Sarva Chitta Vritti Hare. Everyone showed more affection to Nimai Pandit than to their own sons, for Vishwambar stole everyone's heart just by his presence. Darshana matra sarva chitta vritti hare. Vritti hare. He captured and stole the movements and functions of everyone's consciousness just by a momentary glance or look. Such is the power of the Prem Sarupa of Nimai Pandit. E mataranga kare vaikuntera rai stira nahi ekatani bulai sadai. This way the Lord of Vaikuntha Rai, performed his pastimes as he constantly wandered about Nadia. Ek din prabhura dekhiya duri chori Yukti kare ghara shishu vedaya nagare. One day, two thieves, Dui Chore, Prabhudeki, they saw Prabhu Vishwambar, and they thought, whose child is this? wandering alone in the streets. Prabhuraj Sriyangi Deki Divyalankar Haribadi Dui Chori Chinte Parakar. These two thieves saw that Nimai Vishambar, Prabhu Nimai, was wearing costly ornaments, and they considered how they could steal them. Bap bap bali eka chora laila kole etikshana kota chile ara chora bole. One of the thieves embraced Nimai in his arms and said, "My dear child." And the other thief said, "Where have you been so long?" Jat gari aisa bhap boli duri chori hasya bolena prabhu chala jai gari. The thieves said, "Come, let us go home." And Vishwambar smiled. Vishwambar Prabhu smiled and said, "Yes, let us go." Ate vyate koli kari dui chora chore dhai loke bole jhara shishu sei lai jai. The two thieves ran away carrying Vishwambar on their shoulders, as onlookers considered that they were taking their own son home. Arbudar Budaloka Keba Karechine Mahatushta Chora Alankara Darashane. There were millions of people in Navadvip, so who could recognize everyone? The thieves, meanwhile, were greatly satisfied to see Alankar Darashan. Mahatushta Chor, they were very satisfied to see all the ornaments and jewelry on the body of Nimai Pandit, or Nimai. Keha Moni Bhave Muni Nimutara Bhala E Mati Dui Chori Kaya Manakala. One thief thought, "I will take the bangles." And this way they both dreamt of their soon-to-be-acquired riches. Dui chora chali jai, nija marmastani, skandar upari hasi, jana bhagavani. As the two thieves ran towards their destination, Vishwambar smiled while riding on the thief's shoulders. Eka jana prabhure sandesha deya kare, Arajane boleye ailana gare. One of the thieves gave a piece of sandesh to Prabhu Vishwambar, and the other thief said, "We're almost home." He mata bhandiya aneka dore jai heta jata aptagan chahiye vedai. In this way, the thieves deceived Vishwambar as they took him far away. The Lord's relatives began to search for him. Keha keha bole, aisa aisa Vishwambar, keha dake nimai, kariya uchaswar. Someone called, "Come, come, Vishwambar." Someone else loudly called, "Nimai, uchaswar." Parma vyakula hai lena sarvajan jalabina jena haya matsera jivan. Everyone became overwhelmed like fish out of water. Sabe sarva bhave laila govinda sharan prabhulana jaya chora apana bhavan. Everyone took full shelter. Sarva bhav, sabe sarva bhave. And all their feelings and all their heartfelt sentiments, they took shelter of Govinda. As the thieves took the Lord towards their hideout. Vaishnavi mayaya chora pata nahi chine Jagannatha gara yaila aila nija gara gyane. Influenced by the Vaishnavi Maya, Vishwambar's illusory potency, the thieves lost their way to their hideout had returned to the house of Jagannath Mishra while thinking they had returned to their own place. Chora deke ailana nijamarmastan alankara karite aila savadani. When the thieves thought that they had returned to their own house, they prepared to steal the Lord's ornaments very carefully. Cautiously. Chora boli namabap ailana gar Prabhu boli haya haya namo satvar. One thief said, "Please get down, my dear child. We have reached home." Nimai Pandit replied, "Yes, yes, put me down quickly." Jekane sakalagane Mishra Jagannath Vishara Bhavena Sabe Matte Diyahat. Meanwhile, Jagannath Mishra and his associates held their heads in lamentation. Maya Mugda Chora Takurere Seistane Skanda Haite Namaila Nijagara Gyane. The thieves, illusioned by Maya Mugda, set Nimai down at that very place while considering it was their own house, when in fact it was they had come circled all the way back to the home of Jagannath Mishra from the other side. Namile Matra Prabhu Gela Pitrikole Mahananda Kari Sabe Hari Hari Bole. Vishnubar immediately went to the lap of his father, and everyone chanted in the name of Hari in great joy. Sabara Haila Anirvanchaniya Rangi Pranasi Dehera Haila Jaina Sangi. The people's condition was beyond description. It was as if their lives returned to their bodies. Apanara Garanai Ndeke Dui Chode Kota Sijachi Kichu Chinite Napare. The thieves realized it was not their hideout but the house of Jagannath Mishra. They couldn't understand where they were. Gandagole Kivakare Avadhana Kare Chari Dige Chahi Chora Palaila Dare. In the midst of all this commotion, no one saw what had happened. Thus, undetected, the thieves ran away in fear. Paramad Bhutta Dui Chora Manigani Chora Bole Belaki Vadila Konjani. The thieves thought, "How strange! Did someone perform some magic on us?" Chandi Rakilinaji Bole Dui Chori Sushtahaya Dui Chora Kolakuli Kare. Then both men concluded, "Goddess Chandi Durga has saved us today." And after they regained their composure, they embraced each other. Paramarte Duichara Mahabhagyavan Narayana Jaraskande Karila Utan. In reality, the two thieves were most fortunate, for they were Mahabhagyavan, because they carried the Lord on their shoulders. They carried Narayana on their shoulders. So their good fortune of these two thieves is indescribable. Eta sarvagane mani karina vichar jayanila dehavastra shiri bhanditar. In the meantime, everyone thought, "Who brought him back? Tie some new cloth on his head as a gift." Keha vole dekilana lokadui jan shishutui kondike karilagavan. Someone said, "I saw these two persons come here. They sat set the child down and then vanished. Amiyani nachi kon jananadi voli. Abhuta dekiya sabe padilena poli. Since no one said I brought him, everyone became bewildered. Sabe jignash sena bhap kehana nimai. Ketomare anila paya kon tani. Everyone asked Nimai, please tell us, dear child, who brought you here? Where did he find you? Prabhubali ami gyachino gangatire. Pataharaya ami vedai nagari. Vishambhara Nimai said, I went to the Ganga bank and thus lost my way. Tabidui janama kole te kariya kon pateye kane. Tuila Aniya. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Sabe vole mitya kavo nahi shastravani. Daive rakke shishu brida anatta apani. Everyone said the statements of the scriptures cannot be false. It is said that children as well as old people and helpless people are protected by providence. Emati vichara karina sarajan shishumaya mahi keha tatva nahi jani. This way the people consider what had happened, but they could not know the facts due to being illusioned by Lord Vishnu's illusory power. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata ki jai.